Investment flash.
Buddy, a $570 billion rout in one chip stock, and it's spreading from Seoul to New York. This is the AI reckoning we've been warning about.
Good morning, Tuesday, July 28th, London edition of Investment Flash. I'm Marie with Tom and Gerald. And Tom, that number. I mean, SK Hynix alone? $500 billion wiped out?
Right? The whole semiconductors ETF fell another 2% yesterday, now down over 6% this week, but still up 47% year to date. Talk about crowded positioning.
Yeah, look, when the memory trade unwinds, it's brutal. SK Hynix, Micron, these aren't just AI plays, they're pure capacity bets. And the circular funding model starts to crack, you get this.
And that's what Bloomberg nails. It's not just an AI spending scare. China's quietly advancing on chips. And that circular funding, where tech giants invest in startups that buy their chips, if that seizes up, this isn't a rotation, it's a structural unwind.
Hold on, Marie. I mean, NVIDIA's forward price to earnings is around 15 times. That's not screaming bubble territory. Every dip in AI over the past 2 years got bought, and hard.
Tom, 15 times forward assumes earnings grow as promised. But if the circular funding fractures, those growth estimates slide. And then suddenly you're paying 15 times for flat earnings. That's the risk.
Exactly, Gerald. And it's not just NVIDIA. AMD at 36 times forward, and they're getting squeezed by China too. The memory names like Micron are even more exposed.
Okay, but Micron's at 6 times forward earnings. 6. That's value territory, even if sentiment stinks. And we just saw BlackRock successfully sell a $12.5 billion junk bond for Meta's data center. The credit markets still believe in AI infrastructure.
Fair enough. One junk deal rallied, but the broader high-yield bond ETF is flat on the week and near its 52-week low. That's not a trend, mate. That's one bright spot in a dim room.
And what about the dollar and rates? I haven't seen anyone mention that the 10-year sitting at 4.7%, barely budging. The bond market isn't treating this as a macro crisis. It's a sector-specific unwind.
Right, that's actually a good sign. No flight to safety in treasuries means smart money thinks this is contained. That's why I'm still looking at buying quality AI names that got trapped down.
Contained? Tom, Korea had to halt trading. That's not contained, that's hair on fire. The Kospi circuit breakers went off because SK Hynix's route spilled into everything.
And Asian stocks are down 10% from June highs. That's correction territory. The Korea ETF lost nearly 7% this week alone. And Japan's chip-heavy index is getting dragged in sympathy. This is not a one-day blip.
But here's the thing. The China large cap ETF actually gained 2% yesterday. If China's domestic chip push is seen as a winner from all this, there might be a decoupling play.
The decoupling narrative. That's been tried before. But China's market is still deeply tied to global tech sentiment. I'd watch that gain skeptically.
All right, but the real signal for me is oil. Brent crude plunged 7% yesterday. The oil fund down nearly 9%. All because the U.S. and Iran paused those Strait of Hormuz strikes. That's a massive unwind of the geopolitical premium.
Wait, so oil crashes because the shooting stops? That seems backwards. You'd think de-escalation would calm everybody down, not trigger a 9% drop in the oil fund.
Thin liquidity and machine-led trading, mate, probably amplified the move. But look, the oil fund's still up over 80% year-to-date. It gave back some, not all. The fear premium hasn't vanished, just deflated.
Deflated like a punctured tire is the phrase, I think. But you're right, Gerald. If tensions reignite, oil could snap back fast. That's the risk-on rotation we saw spill into stocks yesterday.
Exactly. That risk-on vibe is keeping Bitcoin near $65,000. Even with BlackRock's Bitcoin ETF seeing $415 million in outflows in a single day, Overall, ETFs had a third straight week of inflows. That's a split picture.
Split is right. BlackRock's fund is down 28% year to date, and nearly half below its 52-week high. That's a deep discount if you're a contrarian. But the flow divergence screams caution.
And then there's the Reserve Bank of Australia. Governor Bullock says the economy's cooling, but she's not sure rates are high enough to tame inflation. Talk about policy limbo. That's not a catalyst for the Australia ETF, which is just drifting.
Right. At 21 times trailing earnings, Australia's not exactly cheap if hiking fears return. So, Gerald, you're the bond whisperer. What's the macro takeaway here?
Honestly, the bond market's steadfast at 4.7 on the 10-year tells me this is a tech and Asia story, not a broad macro crisis. No one's rushing into safety. That's the undercovered piece.
Wait, but what about the passive flows? ETFs like the semiconductors one hold billions in assets. Forced redemptions could amplify this sell-off in the coming days. That's the structural pressure Tom's missing.
No, I'm not missing it, Marie. I'm just saying the bull case exists. If earnings next week show data center revenue still accelerating, this chip rout reverses violently. Every AI dip has been bought, and retail will pile in again.
Tom, remember when you said semis were cooked in Q2? I believe that was your sell everything call right before they ripped another 15%. Just saying.
Okay, fair. But that was different. That was a macro scare, not a structural funding fracture. This time it's different.
Oh, the four most dangerous words in finance? This time it's different. Tom, I'm going to push back here. If the circular funding model is cracking, that's not a dip, it's a shift.
All right, but even our own digest says the cleanest second-order trade might be to fade the panic. Buy quality AI names that got dragged down indiscriminately. NVIDIA at 15 times, Micron at 6 times. These are approaching value if you can stomach the uncertainty.
The thing is, if you can stomach is doing a lot of work there. The knife is still falling. I'd rather short volatility in Asia once the initial flush ends. That KOSPI circuit breaker fear is a headline generator that fades.
See, this is what I mean. Short vol in Asia is clever, but it's a timing trade. If passive redemptions kick in, the volatility might not calm down fast. The structural risks are real.
But timing is everything, and the panic is fresh. I'm not saying go all in, but I am saying this might be the entry point we look back on. Remember the crypto winter? That was a buying opportunity.
Yeah, and the NASDAQ in 2000 was also a buying opportunity, if you waited 2 years. Look, I'm not PermaCare, but calling a bottom here without seeing earnings is a coin flip.
All right, let's ground this. The most original take from today's coverage is Bloomberg's point on circular funding. If tech giants are both the investors and the customers, and that loop breaks, the downstream demand destruction is something no model can predict.
I mean, when you put it like that, it is a scary picture. But I'll say this, the BlackRock Meta bond deal got done, and it rallied. That's real money flowing into AI infrastructure. Not circular, not theoretical.
To be fair, one deal doesn't make a trend, but it is a data point. All right, so where does that leave us? Oil crashing, chips melting, Bitcoin split, and RBA twiddling its thumbs.
It leaves us with a market that's pricing in an AI growth scare, but isn't panicking on the macro level. The dollar's calm, rates are steady, and the real stress is in Asia and memory names.
Exactly! That's why I'm buying the dip on NVIDIA. 15 times forward is too cheap if this is just a scare. And buddy, I'm not alone. The Digest's Our View says the same.
Our View also says the knife is still falling. And to short Asian vol, I'll take the macro hedge, thanks.
And I'll remind everyone that passive flows can turn a sell-off into a cascade. So maybe sit on your hands until the forced selling subsides. As always, none of this is investment advice.
Right. Disclaimer done. Gerald, yesterday you were bearish on Palantir and bullish on Vodafone. How's that looking after the chip route?
Palantir's down another 3%, so I'll take the win. Vodafone's flat, but the Europe angle didn't even get a mention today. Stocks barely budged. Asia stole the show.
Europe's snoozing while Asia burns. Story of the year, honestly. All right, we're back later today for the New York edition at 9 a.m. New York time. If you're just finding us, hit follow on Spotify or check investmentflash.com for the full digest with charts and sources.
See you then. And remember, buy fear, sell greed. Or, you know, just listen to Marie and Gerald and do the opposite of whatever I say.
Sound advice, mate.
Okay, stay sharp, everyone.